I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we are recording this podcast, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to elders past and present and extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from all nations of this land. We are here today with Aussie alternative rock band Day Release. Welcome.
How's it going?
Hey. Thanks for joining us on the Pick Me Up podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
We are here with four members today. We are missing the BFG, as I've decided that I'm going to call him.
The Big Friendly Giant.
The Big Friendly Giant. Can you guys introduce yourselves and tell us what your role in the band is?
I guess I'll start. I'm Max, that's my name. I'm the drummer of the band.
I'm Isaac, I'm the singer. We're also, our name is Day Release, so yeah.
Yes, I'm Louis, I play guitar.
Jimmy, play rhythm guitar. Started the band back in 2020 with me and my brother Pete.
And Pete can't be here, that's the one that can't be here. Absolutely. He's our bassist.
He's the BFG, yes.
Yeah, he's like the tallest BFG, guy.
And my other brother Mark actually, but he's not here either. We left the band, anyway, that's not the story.
That's not the story. So can someone give us a rundown on what your vibe is as a band?
Jimmy?
The vibe is basically we make whatever kind of music we want to make. We've got really no set style. We go purely based on what we think sounds good in the moment. So you'll notice all our music is a whole variety of tastes and influences blended in. And I think no two of our songs will sound the same. And I think that's pretty much our ethos as a band.
And do you have any musical influences that you base your kind of style and genre off?
Yeah, I think
heaps.
I reckon like the one of the our strong points as a band is like all five of us have like quite diverse music tastes.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Like, so our music automatically becomes this blend of like all these different genres into one. But it still kind of has a popular sound to it, I would say. Like our music still has a popular sound while having all these different influences.
I remember when I first joined the band, the boys were talking a lot about Red Hot Chili Peppers as being a big influence on them. And I feel like it's nowadays drifting more towards like Queens of the Stone Age, especially with Jimmy.
Yeah. A lot of grunge influence.
A lot of grunge influence.
Alice in Chains, all that sort of stuff. There's a lot of commonalities there.
Yeah.
I definitely heard that. I had a bit of a listen on the way here because I hadn't heard it in a while to your most recent stuff. What was your process behind coming up with the vibe for that EP?
It was like kind of a mix between a couple of old songs that we had already written, like especially Jimmy and Pete and Mike, the brothers, that wrote, like there was two songs in there that had been written earlier on before these two joined the band.
Yeah, Blessed to Be was actually the first song we ever played like live. And that took us until this year? Last year, to actually finally get it out because
I think it was so worth waiting that long though because it sounds crazy good.
The songs evolve a lot over time as well the more you play them. So
And then the other three or four songs in the EP kind of came when these two joined the band and it was like our first opportunity to write songs as a whole collective group.
Yeah,
kind of before that it was more one songwriter or two songwriters and now it's more of a collective process, I would say.
Yeah.
And do you all kind of get involved in the melody and the lyrics or is it someone who brings the lyrics and you put the whole thing together?
Usually it's like someone will like say, hey guys, I got this set of lyrics and I got this song structure written out. Here's the chords. And then you go from there and you say, okay, how can we play this together? And then someone will say, all right, let's add this here or let's do a bridge here or let's do an intro here. And so it's like someone comes with the idea and then it kind of like turns into this whole big beautiful storm, I guess.
Yeah, we also we like to chop and change a lot though. Like we very much like have different ideas all the time and everyone has different ideas for different parts and we rewrite stuff a lot. But yeah, I think we work together well now.
I think most of the songs come from Jimmy writing down little ideas in his notebook.
He's also Jimmy has a wild mind.
Crazy ideas.
If you read his notebook, you'd probably be worried for him, but it's good stuff though. It's like he writes great music.
We love it. We have a worrying notebook. Where else are you meant to put your ideas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And your brain.
His brain papers is wild.
Paper's the best place, I think. Yeah.
The voice recorder app.
But it makes great music. Makes great music.
Do you ever get yourselves into situations where you disagree on how a song should be?
All the bloody time.
No, we agree on everything.
We love each other. We never fight. Yeah. We're best friends.
It's like the smallest things that cause the biggest issues. Like, it's not like the title of the song or like the song structure. It's more like this note should be like this half a semitone note lower. Because we've got Louis here, who's like the genius musician in terms of like theory and scales.
He
and
actually goes to the con, guys.
I didn't want to talk about that.
That was said with a tone.
No, but so, I think the healthiest part of the band is probably our ability to like disagree with each other.
Yes.
And be like, you're wrong, I'm right.
I was going to say, I feel like it's a good
this
thing.
This is why I'm right.
So prove healthy yourself.
Anyway, this is why you're wrong. Yeah.
Isaac's always right.
He's always right.
Dude, okay.
Who gets the final say?
Oh, I think it's.
Or do you come to like a nice like it's happy it's agreement?
We always meet a middle ground. I feel we find a middle ground. Yes. Most of the time. Yeah.
It's good there's five of us, so it's always like a 3-on-2 at worst. Like,
But no, it's always like the whole idea is we're all. Every decision should be like something that we can all agree on, really.
Yeah.
And like, there's usually with ideas, there's usually one person or two people that feel the most strong.
Mm.
So the other people, are like, well, I don't. It's not really an issue. I'm going to care that much about it anyway. So they kind of take the lead. So it's kind of like sharing the baton of like in the process, I guess.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. There's always a bit of like sticking to your lanes. Like if Max has an idea for a drum part, like he knows the most about that, so we're going to let him do his thing. You know.
Yep. And you recorded your latest EP at The Grove.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's correct. Right.
Across how many days? Talk us through the adventure of recording. Like,
3 days.
We did five days
altogether, but we did the crux of it in like a 3-day stint, and then we went back for a couple extra days.
Yeah, it was two separate sessions, right, from the fourth and fifth.
Mm. Yeah. What does a day in the life look like of recording?
Oh, God.
Well, the first 2 days were mainly just me and Pete, drums and bass, recording that. And then after the end of that, on the second day, we got Isaac was just waiting around for 2 days. Or was it three days.
I was just drinking wine.
Finally got
just
in.
Drinking.
Watching. I tried to do one guitar part and messed it up, so Louis came in and did it.
Yeah, it was good. The Isaac was so like pent up with energy, so we decided we'll finish the whole 3 days off with him recording the vocals for Top Draw, which is like the grungy song.
Yes, I listened to that on the way here. I have a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Top Draw. Do you know where I'm going? What's the spelling with that?
You know, it's crazy.
Well, because it looks like the artwork is top drawer, as in my top drawer in my bedside table or in my bedroom, but it's spelt draw as in I'm going to draw up some drawers.
When I did the lyrics for it, like I've been writing top drawer for like so long, and then someone came to me and said, I think it was my mum. She's like, James, that's not how you spell draw. I was like, I'm too like
on your
invested
mum.
In
we're
this.
We're too attached to this.
That's fair though. At least you have a reason. Yeah, so all right, we're going to move into a little game, which I'm very excited to watch you guys discuss this thing, as you said that you're really great at coming to a good conclusion collaboratively. And
oh God,
the truth is about to come out right
now. So he's going to destroy me.
This section is called Top 3, and normally each person would come up with their own top 3, but because there's 4 of you and we don't want to be here till Christmas,
yes,
you're going to collaboratively decide on your top 3 of this topic.
Okay.
So your topic is Disney princesses. So your top 3 Disney princesses.
I feel very strongly about this.
Elsa's
got to
be up the top.
Yeah.
Elsa, thank you. Elsa, number one.
Number two.
But Elsa's our era. Like, you know, we're not
why?
Talking.
Why Elsa?
Because, like, she's like.
She's not our era.
She's more relevant
she's
to our
era,
time, right? I feel like.
Our time.
I remember, like, when I was, like, 12, we went to the movies for my best mate's birthday, and we went to see Wreck-It Ralph. But it got cancelled, so we had to see Frozen. And there was like 5 12-year-old boys that were just like jamming to Frozen.
What?
And I thought it was the best. And
Elsa. You were 4 of them.
Bro, Let It Go is a banger. Come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Absolutely.
So I'd say Elsa number one.
What do we feel about Jasmine?
Mid.
Princess Jasmine from Aladdin.
From Snow White?
Aladdin.
No, that's Snow White.
What? Oh, Aladdin. I was like, Princess Jasmine is definitely
Aladdin.
Yeah,
the tiger.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah. Definitely, actually. Yeah.
And I feel like Cinderella is a bit of a classic.
How we feel about Rapunzel, boy? I mean, I'm no princess expert.
What about Mulan?
Who?
Who?
Who would you say?
Mulan.
Mulan.
Who's that?
She's the Chinese.
Oh, the Mulan.
Yeah. She goes because her dad gets them to walk.
What about Moana?
Here we go.
Is that Disney princess?
Discussions.
I think you should expand the list to 5 because there's just too many. There's too many to pick
top
from.
Three. Top three. You can three. Have a wild card as number 4.
Ooh,
I actually don't mind Mulan. She's a bit of a trendsetter, paved the way definitely in
I agree.
Redefining the stereotypes and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I love I also love Snow White.
Okay.
Is that classic.
Disney? That's Disney, right?
Yeah.
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 Interesting question. Yes. Yeah.
If we can do four, why don't we pick one each and then have a wild card?
Okay. Snow White's the wild card.
Okay.
Or Ariel. Little Mermaid.
Nah, I'm going to put a hard no on that.
No?
Nah.
All right. You got 20 seconds. 20 seconds. Top three.
Number one, Elsa.
Okay, band leader, you decide.
Okay.
He always gets the final say.
No, you say yours as the wild card.
No, it's all good. Okay. You guys decide.
Number three, Snow White.
I'm willing to concede that.
Number two, Milan.
Done.
And number Elsa, one, Elsa. One.
Yeah, are we happy?
Yep.
Yeah. Do we all agree
on Elsa? Yeah. She's just
Max, are you agreeing here?
I'm agreeing.
He's agreeing. He's all agreeing. Right.
Yeah.
See, Elsa, Milan, Snow White.
What's your top three?
Yeah, let's go.
Milan's my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I think Ariel would be number two.
Yeah.
Can't go past a mermaid.
True.
Number three? Great question.
Snow White.
Anna.
Oh, yeah.
Princess Anna.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, in from Frozen.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I love that song.
Guys, I sing.
Actually, what about... Oh, actually, I don't know if it's Disney. Brave?
Oh, the bow and arrow girl.
I should know that.
The Scottish one.
Yeah. Must be a Disney princess.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen her at Disneyland. I got a photo with her.
With the Flynn Rider.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
That's a good one.
That's my wild
card.
That's
an underrated one. That's underrated. Very underrated.
Agreed.
Like, it's actually a very good movie.
Yeah. We have been doing this thing on the podcast where we ask people the big question, which is, how are you? And normally when you say to someone, how are you? They go, yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you? But I'm going to get you to not do that and tell me how you really are, if that's okay. And it can be I'm tired. Mm. It doesn't have to be like, I feel like I'm going to start crying, and please don't say that.
Little short answer?
Yeah, just a nice little short answer that's not just like, yeah, good, how are you, sort of thing. So I'm going to start with Jimmy.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to Isaac, and then Louis, and then Max.
Great idea.
Skip it around a bit.
How am I? Recently, I think I've been feeling a strong sense of ambivalence to the
big
world.
Big word.
Wow.
Can you just define that?
Yeah.
It's like a split vision of things, because there's a lot of shit going on in the world, obviously, at the moment. So that kind of makes me think hey, who cares about the long run, you know? So it's just but then at the same time, you're you make actions in the short run that are going to influence your own long run. So it's this balancing act of managing how you see the future and how you live in the present. So
yeah.
Ambivalence.
That's a good word.
Such a Jimmy thought. I love it.
Such a Jimmy thought. That's exactly what he's doing.
So that's the notebook. That's a little into the notebook there. Isaac?
I feel like I've always been quite honest about I'm working on it, and I always probably will be working on it.
Mm. Same. I feel
like
that.
I'm good, but sometimes I'm not good.
Mm.
And I definitely fluctuate a lot.
Mm.
But I'm working on it.
And you're aware.
And I'll always be honest about that.
I feel like such a good thing to be able to be aware and honest.
Yeah.
Is really good.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with just being I'm not good today. Like, I always come 100%. Into rehearsal sometimes and just be like,
today's
to Jimmy,
day.
I'll just be like, no, I'm just not great at the moment. And he'll be like, yeah, fair enough.
So good. I love that.
I'll keep
so
that
nice.
In mind, which is great.
That's so important that you guys, I think it's really cool that you guys can just do that.
Yeah. It's good.
Max.
I feel Louis.
I'm looking at Max.
Yes.
Talking to Louis.
I'm in a spot where I feel a lot of gratitude at the moment. As you get older, as you learn yourself a bit more and you learn, with the phone things, those little boundaries and rules that you should put in place for yourself to get the most out of yourself, I feel like I'm at a good spot overall where I'm not too stressed. I'm doing things that I love, and I've got really good connections that make things just even more fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Lucky last, Max?
I guess if I had to sum up to one word, it would be stressed.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. just wondering what the future is going to be is quite a stressful thing to think about.
So
also.
Stressful.
Mm-hmm. Where I'm going to be in 5 years. Am I going to be, am I going to use this uni degree that I'm about to finish? Am I actually going to finish it?
What are you studying?
IT at Macquarie.
Nice. So,
yeah.
That sounds stressful to me in itself.
Mm. Mm, yeah. Yeah, it's a completely different sphere from these boys.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's nice, though, to have the different...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we all study completely different things.
How do you guys go about managing mental health with all the pressure that you get from social media and things like that? Do you find that is something that has had an impact, being your generation, had a big impact on your mental health?
I'm a bit lucky because I don't run the band Instagram account. I definitely have spent too much time on Instagram in the past, and you can feel how it messes with your mood a bit. So I currently have Instagram uninstalled on my phone.
Whoa, good man.
Because I realized you can just use it on your laptop. It's a lot harder to infinitely scroll on a laptop than it is a phone.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of it's knowing yourself and having those like little rules in place. Yeah.
Yeah, good answer. Good on you for not having that on your phone.
It's very logical for how addictive it was.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never really had problems with like looking at other people and being like, oh yeah, I wish I was, you know, that kind of stuff with social media.
Do you find pressure from the industry though, in terms of music?
Absolutely. Like seeing other people, there's always like a bit of like tall poppy syndrome and stuff on social media and everything.
Definitely, yeah.
And even like a video we posted the other day, I just posted on TikTok and it was like, someone commented, don't quit your day job. And I was like,
Get back in your fucking bin, mate.
It had like 10 likes on this video. And this chick went out of her way to like just... And like, honestly, like, if I'm going to be a musician and if we're all going to be musicians, like that shouldn't matter. Yeah. Like that... Like,
that's what happens.
That whole night I was like, damn, like, am I good enough to do this?
No, isn't that the worst?
And it's like the tiniest little thing. And like,
it makes me so angry.
It's probably, if someone said it to my face, it would probably not affect me at all.
Yeah,
I reckon, and it's just because like, it's like, on a screen, and like
you have the option to overthink.
But then, like a few days later, we made a video that was like just like completely taking the piss out of it, and that was like, it actually doesn't. And she commented being like, "Haha, love it!" Like you guys,
as soon
are cool.
as she was put in, you guys the spotlight, are cool.
Like she was like, we replied to her comment on TikTok, and
doing some little like cringe,
cringe video
singing,
like
thing,
just to take the piss out of it. And she was like, "Oh, like, you guys are actually pretty cool."
Yeah,
and we were like, and so I was like, okay, yeah,
you just got to own it. I feel like.
Yeah. How do you guys manage your own mental health? Do you have little things that you do to stay healthy and stuff like that? Little healthy habits?
Max, your turn.
Actually, I've got a pro tip from Lewis over here.
It's Louis.
His name's Louis Tomlinson, by the way.
I know, it's wild. We just
appreciate that. Yeah, correct. Anyway, he's called Lulu. That's his name.
It's Lulu.
He told me one day he was taking cold showers, like a good boy. And I thought, you know, yeah, I'll just try to start it. And I was trying to do it one morning. I was just like, I can't do it. So what would make it easier if I made my body a bit hotter? I went for a run. So went for a run, then had a cold shower. I was like, oh, I did it. So then that, like trying to do that every morning, I ended up just going for runs most mornings as well to make the cold shower easier.
Yes.
And so that was just like...
How good is that?
Yeah.
And you're stacking the habits.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Yes. Because the ice bath thing is very in right now.
Definitely. Yeah.
Run club. All that
stuff. I listened to the first episode of this and heard you talk about that. So.
Cute.
There you go.
Thank you. Nice. Yeah. I'm still struggling. I'm like lukewarm shower.
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
Baby steps, you know? You don't have to jump in the deep end.
It's definitely, now that it's getting colder, it's harder. Because I was like, I don't know about that.
It's brutal.
Yeah. Isaac?
Look, this might be a bad thing because it might be just like, it's kind of my way of hiding from my feelings rather than dealing with my feelings.
Doesn't matter.
And it's more just keeping busy. Like I am always doing something. Kind of like you are always doing something. I know you're always,
he knows,
you're always
he's
busy.
He's just read me like a book.
I'm like, we're pretty similar in that way. Yeah. Like I'm like literally just always booked out. And
yeah.
I find that can maybe have a negative effect sometimes because when you do have a bit of downtime, you're like, shit, like I don't feel great today. Like, but I could have had this time to like maybe deal with some of those feelings. And then, so I just decide to be busy again so that I don't have to think about all that.
Yep.
And so that's kind of my way of dealing with it is just by maybe
not dealing with it.
Not dealing with it. Yeah. Yeah. Just keep busy.
No, but you know, I feel like there'll be a point where you'll be either forced to deal with stuff or you're figuring it out. Like you're 21.
21. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're young men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Louis?
I'm definitely big on it's how you start your day. Like what we touched on before, if you pick up your phone the second you're awake, you have ruined those first 2 hours. So I think morning exercise, just moving your body, going for a run, cold showers. I often consider it sort of like mental hygiene in a way. It's like little things that you just have to get into the habit of that just keep things going. It's not like big commitments. It's just putting in a conscious effort to do small things, I feel like.
Yeah. And when did you start to figure that was something that really helped you?
I think I'm lucky in the sense that my parents set a good example with exercising regularly, and they always like cooked good meals. So I'm very fortunate for that. But yeah, I don't know. Just, yeah.
It's kind of always been part of your lifestyle.
But definitely, yeah. I'm very grateful for that. Yeah.
Jimmy John.
I think the key is a set of strong habits to live by. So for me, it's like, you know, you drink 2 liters of water a day. You get at least 15, 20 minutes of sunshine. You get your eight hours of sleep, and exercise. Mm. Those are the main things.
Yeah.
I think if you get those things done, I think you're giving yourself a really good chance of being pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. I've noticed too, because I'm not good at the whole cold shower thing. I'm trying. Now that it's getting colder, cold morning walks have been really nice, but I have to get up really early to do that.
Dog.
Yeah, but she's a good motivation. I have a Kelpie and she just needs so much exercise. But I got up and walked at 6:30 and it was crispy.
She's worth it. She's worth it.
She is.
She's adorable.
So we were talking a little bit before the podcast, Isaac, about mental health and what's out there in terms of there's podcasts and there's things. And you had something really interesting to say.
Yeah, I mean, I've just finished studying nursing and I'm about to go into mental health nursing. But I've worked in the hospital setting and for over a year now, and just especially what happened yesterday in Bondi is obviously horrific, and the perpetrator was obviously dealing with mental health issues, which doesn't excuse anything that happened at all, but it just kind of goes to show that as much as we can kind of talk about mental health and say it's okay to speak about it and go seek help if you want to, and the help is there, I do still find that there's a real lack of genuine services out there that are actually there to help you instead of just wanting your money, because
accessibility
is so hard, because we get so many patients that come into EDs in Sydney that are just turned away because the place is full or because there's just not enough services available for them. And then you get people the suicide rate's going up, people that are committing crimes that could be prevented is basically what I mean.
Yeah.
And it's just, I feel it's important to be able to talk about that as well. As much as we can talk about mental health, there needs to be the accessible services as well as that, as well as that, you know?
Cause it's so expensive to go and see a psychologist, a psychiatrist or anyone. And there's the mental health. What's that?
It is is a life and death situation sometimes.
Yeah. Cause I know a couple of people in my circle who would see a psychologist if they could afford it. And it's
I think everyone should be seeing a psychologist, really.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
Mental health is just as prevalent as, and just as real.
It's part of your
health,
else. Health, overall health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just looking after yourself, really, as a human.
Yeah. I think it just needs to be a part of the healthcare system.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great point.
Obviously, I'm not that experienced, just to put it out there, if anyone's listening.
I've definitely seen it a lot more than the average person.
Yeah, for sure. And you're in it. And as a, I'm just taking away from music for a second and talking about you as a nurse.
Yeah.
Do you have support working in the mental health ward? Do they provide you with extra support because you're, surrounded by...
Yeah, I think I haven't officially started working in mental health. I work in as a casual nurse at the moment.
Okay.
And even working as a casual nurse in clinical areas, you get so many mental health patients that are just either a background of mental health or patients in there with mental health because the mental health ward is full.
Mm-hmm.
And but I know that when I was on placement in mental health wards that there is required psychology sessions for the workers in there.
Yep.
Because you do see some really bad things and you see the worst of the worst sometimes and it's really important to talk about that. So I think it is it's pretty much a prerequisite that if you're working in mental health you have to see a psychologist every month or something.
Yeah.
Which is great.
That's good.
Yeah.
And as a band, if you guys see that, one of your other bandmates is going through something, are you guys there supporting each other? How do you support each other when you're each going through things that are tricky or hard or having a bad day?
We're all just super honest with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't spare any details when we tell each other what's going on in our lives.
They're
all very open. And when we know someone's in the thick of it, we're kind of all right, you know, explains their behavior, for instance. You know, you might not understand why people are acting in certain ways, but when you we can tell each other why, and then we're like, all right, they need support, that's what they need. So just supportiveness, I think, is like the pillar of trust.
Trust as well,
And communicating with each other when you're...
I find being in like intense environments, such as a gig or even rehearsals, can get quite intense. That really brings out how you're feeling that day. Like if you're having a shit day, you're not going to be able to hide it in a rehearsal or at a gig. And so you're kind of forced to just be able to talk to the boys. And like, I know that the band, my bandmates are like, compared to my schoolmates and like soccer mates and stuff, just way easier to talk to because we're kind of just all a bit more similar to each other. And we... in the same environment, which like it's a lot more of an intense environment where you kind of just can't get away with putting on a little mask or anything.
Yeah, like making music together is 100%. Like, absolutely. You know, you got to break some doors down there.
Definitely. Music's so inherently like emotional. So you always get exposed.
Writing music.
You put your soul into it. So
like you might not say anything to the boys, but then you come over with like a page of lyrics and be like, oh yeah, read this. And you'll be like, shit.
That's fucked up. Okay? That's dark, Jimmy. Bro.
That's exactly what we say to you, bro.
Awesome. Well, that was lovely. I think that was a really positive chat. And I think it's great to speak to a group of people who work together so nicely, but also are there for each other.
Yes. Come spend a week with us. See if you say the same thing.
I'm seeing, is this all an act or?
Yes.
It's nicer.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Day Release.
Thanks
for coming on. Also, is there new music on the way? Like, what's happening with that?
We're working on a new song called Cactus.
Love it.
And that's like a rock, hard rock kind of route that we're going down.
Sick.
Really fast. Really fun. Good. High energy. Like
any upcoming gigs?
On the 3rd of May, we're playing at Three Wise Monkeys for our annual headline gig.
So everyone should check out tickets on social media.
Tickets, link in bio, Day Release Band.
Yeah.
Hit them up on Instagram, TikTok.
It's like $10, $15 tickets, pretty cheap. Great bands supporting us.
Great location as well, right next to Town Hall Station. It's easy to get to.
Oh, Three Wise. I was like, I know the name. Where is that?
Yeah, it's just reopened again with Vandito, Robbie McPherson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We've got a sound guy helping us out.
He's great.
Perfect.
We love Robbie.
We love Robbie.
How exciting.
Band daddy. Anyway.
All right. We are going to do our last little thing for the episode, which is scenario. So I'm going to throw a scenario at you, and then you have 3 seconds to create a still image, and then I will take a screen grab it from the filming
individually or
as a group.
Okay.
And I'm also meant to be in it, but I feel like it's because there's 4 of you. Let's just do all 4 of you. So your scenario is you have just been told that each of you are a new members of the Avenger team and you are creating the new Avengers movie poster. Are you ready?
Do a screen like a...
They can move, right? Yeah.
I feel like kissing Isaac.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Record.
3, 2 Honestly, that's going to be the best social media content ever.
Yeah.
Just anyway.
Just 4 blokes talking about Disney princesses.
We'll say bye.
That was a calculated question, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was good. It was good.
Like, how do we look, Day Release look as feminist pop?
Yeah, you're going to psychoanalyze us based on our...
Yes, I was. Okay, thank you so much, Day Release, for coming to hang out with me on the Pick Me Up podcast.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And yeah, look out for Cactus coming out soon and come see us 3rd of May at Three Wise Monkeys.
You.
Nice.
Bye.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.